It's probably fair to say Clarence House doesn't normally sound like this on a weekday lunchtime. The great and the good of the British Asian community gathered to send Charles and Camilla on their way as they prepare for a 9-day trip to India and Sri Lanka. I spoke to some of them after their big meet and greet.
I'm Gurinder Chadha, I'm a filmmaker.
I'm Sanjeev Basker.
Wow, you've really changed. Sanjeev, I noticed you went in for the double cheek peck with Camilla. How was that?
I think you'll find that she proffered her cheeks, upper, left and right, and I responded in kind.
You took it in your stride?
No, well, I've kind of been to a few of these occasions. I've been lucky enough to sit next to the Duchess on a few of these banquets and dinners and things, so there's a degree of familiarity, I hope. Maybe she had no idea who I was.
Gurinder Chadha told me about the regal inspiration for her next film.
Prince Charles originally put me in touch with Narinder Singh Sarita's book, Shadow of the Great Game, which is what my film is based on, called Viceroy's House, which is set in India in 1947, following the Mountbattens to India. I'll be very happy to screen my film for Prince Charles, because I know he was very close to his uncle, Lord Mountbatten. He's asked to see it, and when I make it, I will definitely show it to him.
Prince Charles is the president of the British Asian Trust, which supports over 800 health and education projects in some of the poorest parts of India. It's a charity supported by many of the people here who've worked with the royal couple before. Here's actress Nina Wadia.
I'm so starstruck right now, I can't quite remember. No, he asked me if I was doing any more comedy soon, so I've met him a few times before, and he does like the comedy work. I think he's a fan of Goodness Gracious Me, so it was nice.
So it was kind of like meeting an old fan.
It is a bit like that. That's in my head anyway.
There was no shortage of travel advice from guests like Holby City's Harry Dillon.
It would be great for them to try a little bit of street food and see if they can avoid getting Delhi belly. I'm Indian, and I always get Delhi belly. So that, if you really want to get in and experience Indian culture, that's probably the quickest way to do it.
Do you think they'll do that?
Probably not.
Some traditional Indian drummers got Charles and Camilla ready for their trip. Here's Sanjeev Basker again.
Of course, we look forward to the Royal Highnesses learning that routine. Open the Commonwealth Leaders Conference.
The big moment came when Prince Charles described Camilla as his Mehbooba, prompted slightly by singer Navin Kundra.
Could I just get you to say that word? Mehbooba. This is your
Mehbooba.
The royal couple fly away next month.